Harvard women's hockey team hit by hazing allegations including naked skates, mimicked sex acts. By Dylan Gwynn on March 10, 2023. The Harvard women's hockey team once again finds itself under scrutiny over allegations of hazing and abuse that included naked skates, forced drinking, and mimicked sex acts. The allegations were revealed in a report from The Athletic. According to the report, written by Katie Strang and Haley Salvian, much of the alleged hazing occurred at what was referred to as freshman fun night. During these fun nights, the report claims, freshman players were told to put condoms on bananas, fake orgasms, and act out skills that referenced their sexual orientation. Strang and Salvian spoke with dozens of former players spanning two decades while researching the story. Not everyone who participated in the naked skates was opposed to them, according to The Athletic. Some were concerned about whether camera footage of the event would be leaked, while others seemed to acknowledge the skate as a rite of passage. There were reports, however, that the naked skate would sometimes turn into a naked slide where freshmen were told to mimic a Superman slide on the ice while unclothed, which reportedly left some players with ice burns and bleeding nipples. No definitive link between Harvard women's hockey head coach Katie Stone and the alleged hazing rituals was found by The Athletic's investigation, though. One player did tell Strang and Salvian that Coach Stone once said, "There's not a single thing on this team that goes on that I don't know about." Stone first came under scrutiny in January when the Boston Globe published a report claiming that in 2022 the coach had used abusive language towards two players of Native American descent by saying there were too many chiefs and not enough Indians. However, in an email sent to a player after Stone's alleged comments to the two Native American players, Harvard Athletics Director Aaron McDermott told the player that Coach Stone was not under investigation. Instead, McDermott characterized the inquiry into Stone as a deeper dive into players' experiences that would involve conversations with a faculty member and assistant dean, The Athletic wrote. Neither Stone nor McDermott agreed to be interviewed for The Athletic's story.